This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began a chapter study of 1 Timothy 6. We gave the chapter the title, Godliness with Contentment, and chose verses 6 and 7 as key to understanding what Paul was sharing. After listing some questions and problems we encountered in the chapter, we came up with three main points. Let's start amplifying the first point, the pursuit of wealth. Though there might be legitimacy to pursue wealth if you have the gift of giving in order to give more toward the building of God's kingdom, Paul gives the following warnings to keep in mind. Don't think that godliness is a means to financial gain. False prophets often operate under that delusion and rip off many unsuspecting followers. Realize the pursuit of wealth often leads to temptation, which can trap and plunge you into ruin and destruction. Money is amoral. Verse 10 clarifies, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. It also can lead to arrogance and the false hope of money as their safety net or their idol, verse 17. Jesus once said in Matthew 6:19-24, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. No one can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money. Paul agrees and encourages Timothy to teach the same.